Okay, so in Agadata, we'd actually spent a lot of time on this week's parsha. Right, we have the beginning of the parsha, the inauguration of the Mishkan has continued, as we saw last week. And within that context, we have the sin of Nadab and Avihu, which admittedly the exact nature of that sin is not obvious at all. It's clear that they bring in the fire. But right, Chazal have a host of different sins that they identify, whether it is that they came in while they were inebriated or that they paskened in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, right, in addition to the obvious crime of having brought in this fire. But of course they integrate that, right? It's clear that they did that, right? But they are right, Chazal, at least one formulation, say that they had a machloket. Not a machloket face to face with Moshe Rabbeinu. They paskin differently than him on the question of whether or not you should you should bring an external fire. And then we spend a lot of time speaking about Aaron's response. A lot of time speaking about Aaron's response. But I want to just focus on a few strange psukim. Smack in the middle, which is right after you get that. So the psukim then move to something very odd. Right, Daber Adonai El Aaron Lemor, Yain v'shechar al teisht, ata uvanecha itach v'achem olam oed v'lo tamutu chukat olam l'doro teichem, ulavdil ben hakodesh uvein hachol uvein hatameh uvein hatahor, l'horot b'nei Yisrael et kol hachukim asher diber Adonai Eliyahem v'yad Moshe. You shouldn't drink alcohol, you shouldn't drink wine, rather, when you go into the Olam Oed, and you shall not die. And then it says, and to distinguish between the holy and the profane, between the pure and the impure, to rule on the for the B'nai Yisrael, or teach the B'nai Yisrael all the laws and the statutes which God had spoken to Moshe. And then you pick up again in Vayedaber Moshe El Aaron VeElAlazar, etc., etc., that they should bring the Mincha. So what is exactly going on here? So obviously one interpretation in Chazal, this is what drives their claim that the sin of Bnei Aaron was that they were drunk. But what's more fascinating to me is what happens in, is the second half of that section. Right? Because that second half of that section, what is lahavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol? What is lahorot et Bnei Yisrael? What does that mean? So Chazal assume that what it means is there's a prohibition to paskin, right, to issue halachic rulings while drunk. Now, what's the obvious question?
How does that connect?
Yeah, how does that connect? Right, which forces us to ask, what is the nature of this sin or this problem to begin with? So,
that's why they get the thing that it was paskining and so on.
Yeah, right, meaning part of it, right, so, yeah, Evan's right, that part of it is they might derive from here that the issue, this might be the source for, probably the source for the Shita and Chazal that they were drunk. It's probably also the source of Chazal they were passing against Moshe because included in his Laharot. But I want to talk for a minute on the nature of this prohibition. Why can't one Paskin drunk? Good. So the simple pshat, as Evan says, is because, well, you know, psak takes a lot of mental energy, I hope, right? Someone doesn't, you know, the first person who got the shayla about, you know, electricity on Shabbos didn't say, well, wait, I need a few shots to get the creative juices flowing. That's not how this works, right? You need to, a real shayla requires a headspace. Now, Rashi seems to hold this way. Ray Rashi, in one of the sugyot that discusses this in Ketubot Daf Yod, says, Al yoresh shum hara, levishir tardo dado kishikor, you shouldn't paskin when you're, you know, inebriated, because, you know, tardo dato. He's talking about having something else, which also makes one intoxicated, or similar to intoxication, but he says, clearly, it's because tardo dato. Right? Your mind is not present. And in the Gemara in Erevin, it sounds that way, because the Gemara there, talks about all types of things you can't do while you're drunk. You can't daven. You can't be held liable for, or at least fully liable for criminal offenses, because, you know, you're not mentally present. Now, if that's the case, it doesn't fully explain why it's present, why it's here, except, you know, maybe Avod also needs, you know, your headspace to be clear and focused. As you know, anyone in my share knows, we've been talking about Lishma and Lo Lishma the entire year on and off. I mean, we've talked about other things, but it keeps coming up. We can't escape it, right? No matter how much we want to escape it, the Gemara keeps returning to it. You know, Lishma, and we even talked about what, you know, Rav Bazak's article arguing that it was an active move by Chazal to take Pigel from being a psul similar to Notar, right, where it's about Achila, to moving it to Machshava. So that's one possibility. The second possibility, though, is the Rambam, if you look in Mitzvah Lo Taseh Ayin Gimel, says that Yizironim Yikanes LaMikdash Olor B'davar Midinei Torah B'yotam Shigorim. We're forbidden from entering in the Mikdash or from ruling in halachic matters when drunk. And in B'yat Mikdash, Aleph Gimel is even clearer. After an Aleph and Bet, he discusses the prohibition of doing avoda while drunk. He then says, "Tis shame she'asur l'kohen l'kanes l'mikdash v'bnei hashichrot kach asur l'chol adam bein kohen bein yisrael l'horok shu shatoi." Just like it's asur to go into the mikdash when drunk, it's asur to paskin halacha while drunk. What that kishem is one of those magic words in the Rambam. It doesn't sound like it's magical, but it is. Right, because kishem is he saying that A is like B. And if A is not obviously like B, that means there's a lot packed into that comparison. So what is that kishem? So I would suggest that according to the Rambam, what he's deriving from this is that paskening halacha is an act of avoda, or is an act of kedusha. Right? That's not necessarily obvious, right? If you might have thought, like, okay, look, avoda in the Beit HaMikdash, that's kadosh. I mean, paskening halacha, you need to do that because you need to know what to do. But the notion that it's an avoda, that it's parallel to avoda, that it's an act of kedusha, that the headspace that you're in at that moment is, you know, to take a heshel, you know, a heshel-like frame, right? Heshel like to talk about, you know, Shabbat being the mikdash in time. So this is, you know, the I don't know, psak is the mikdash in headspace. I don't know, but that being involved in pasuk halach is apparently a type of an avoda. And that seems to be what the Rambam is getting at, right? That you're entering into something which is intensely holy. And that, I think, is also very... What? No. No. Why would that be the case? Now, obviously, there's a, you know, there's a... if I was giving a full share, we could get into it. But it's a very famous Sefer HaChinuch here. But the Sefer HaChinuch says that this prohibition is for anybody who can paskin. And then he throws out a very important claim that becomes important lahalacha that people are always shocked by. That he says, okay, anyone who's drunk can't paskin. And who does that include? Very good. But he says, this is true at all times for men. And any wise woman who can paskin halacha, right? It's like derech agav, right? That's what's amazing about it is he's not talking about anything that you would expect. He's talking about the prohibition of paskining drunk, and he's like, by the way, that applies to men or women if they're capable of paskining. Close parentheses. But that, I think, is model two, is to think of psak as something holy, okay? Model three, very briefly, is I would just throw out, the Rama quotes this in the context of Yoreder Reish Membet, where Shulchan Aruch there is talking about the honor one has for one's Rebbe, or the prohibition to paskin in the presence of one's Rebbe, even if he's a qualified posek. Right, even if you're a qualified posek, when your Rebbe is present, you can. And all those limitations. And in that context, the Rama quotes this halacha. And I would suggest, and I have in many occasions, that what the Rama is getting at is maybe a third model. Is that psak, in addition to it being something that's serious and something perhaps that's holy, you're also now engaging with the tradition. Right? And sometimes, even if you're qualified to paskin, if you don't respect your place in the tradition, so that undermines the legitimacy of your psak. Right? So even if you're a full posik, Rebbe is present, and you don't ask your Rebbe, that means you're not recognizing the importance of tradition, the importance of the shalshelet hamazara, the train of tradition, and your, and you know, the limitations that places on you. You're not alone in this endeavor. And I think for the Ramah, part of the seriousness is not just because it's holy and not just because it requires you to be present intellectually, but because it's just an affront to the system, an affront to the people who have devoted their lives to it, and the people who've represented the tradition and the tradition itself to treat it flippantly. And I think that for the Ramah, that's part of the problem, right? It's not per se that it's not just that it's holy, but that it is. Right, you're part of a history, and you need to treat that with sufficient respect, and to treat it without that, because you know you're drunk, is problematic. So those are the three models that I see that are here. Now, obviously, what that sheds light on in terms of Rabbi Naviyu, so he said, right? Obviously, if they were poskening, right? So then they were poskening the way they shouldn't. That's why this is being invoked. If they were drunk, then obviously this isn't being invoked. And the third perspective, again, that also connects to it. They weren't just posing in front of their Rebbe, which, as I said, which may, to be fair, where the Ramah gets it from, right? Why the Ramah would motivate it to quote it here of all times, because these psukim were quoted in the context, which, at least according to one sheet on Chazal, was that's what they were doing. They were poskening in front of their Rebbe. And the fact that there's a conjunction between those two, between poskening drunk and poskening in front of your Rebbe, may also have driven them to say that both of those at some level are problematic because of what they show in terms of your appreciation for the system, for the tradition, for the people who represent that tradition. Okay.